Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. If you're joining us here from the number one podcast, The President's Daily Brief with Mike Baker, welcome to Politics by Faith. Hope you enjoy it over here. We've been doing this for over a year now and trying to find the right sweet spot format. But the genesis of this podcast is that the news creates anxiety in many ways, designed to create anxiety. And that's not good for you. Because when you have anxiety or you're stressed, you can't think clearly. And that's what we need to be able to do. We need to be able to think clearly. The enemy wants you to be stressed and anxious and not trusting and ultimately to give up. So what we do here is we take the news of the day because it's important to still be engaged and involved, as you are if you listen to the President's Daily Brief. So we take the news of the day and then we see where the Bible speaks of it. Because there's nothing new under the sun. It's all in there. It's all in there. And knowing that there's nothing new under the sun and this has happened before brings me peace because we've made it through it before and we can make it through again if we get back to those ancient principles. The title of the podcast, Politics by Faith, is a play on Hebrews 11 and 12. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. And then the author goes into a list of all the Old Testament saints. By faith, Abel. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Noah, Abraham, Sarah. By faith, Isaac. By faith, Moses. By faith, men and women of God who were made strong out of weakness. The difficult things in the world are hard today. And those things can make us weak or they can make us stronger, which is something we're going to touch a little bit on with today's scripture as well. But the Hebrew goes on, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles so that you do not grow weary or lose heart. And that's our ultimate goal here, is to take the story of the day, analyze it from a biblical perspective, find peace in it, and then grow stronger and not grow weary. And by faith, we can find the confidence we need to run the race with endurance. So that's what we're doing. I would love it if you could give a subscribe and join us as we figure it all out. So on the radio show today, we had a ton of calls. We did a story on the deep state and how after 5 years of the left saying that the deep state doesn't exist and it's a made up Trump conspiracy and there's no such thing. Right? After 5 years of that, now the New York Times wrote an article that saying that the deep state is real and it's awesome. This is what they literally said. That's not a paraphrase for me. The headline is, it turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome. Those are actual words. And what they did is, and this is, by the way, this is a classic trick from the left. They do this all the time. We say a thing is happening and it's bad. And they say, you're crazy. It's not happening. And then when it's undeniable that it's happening, they say, oh, it is happening, but it's good. They do it all the time. They did another trick though with this one. The article was actually a video. It was about three different people in the deep state. One worked at NASA, one worked at the Labor Department about child labor laws, and the third was someone at the Water Department at the EPA dealing with lead in the water or whatever. Like, oh, see, the deep state's great. Okay, that's not who we're talking about. Real quick, what is the deep state? The deep state is permanent Washington. It's the part of Washington, D.C. that exists no matter who the president is. And Donald Trump wants to make it so that he can eliminate people in the deep state so they're not permanently there and permanently unaccountable to the voters and the American people. And when Trump, and when we were all talking about this, we're clearly not talking about the lady at the EPA with the water. That's not it. We're talking about the intelligence community and other people who are actively working against the president's wishes, against the will of the people. And we brought this up and gave some examples of the deep state at work over the last few years. And someone called in, Eileen called in and gave just a perfect example. She said, remember that article in the New York Times posted or that they printed by Anonymous? Here it is. Headline, same New York Times. I am a part of the resistance inside the Trump administration. That's the headline. I work for the president, but like-minded colleagues and I have vowed to thwart parts of his agenda and his worst inclinations. Turns out that person, we later found out, was Miles Taylor, chief of staff in the Department of Homeland Security. Right, so there are people in permanent Washington, not the guy at NASA, but people in permanent Washington that are actively trying to thwart or will actively thwart this president or President Trump if he goes in office again. There's this whole thing, and we went through the whole show again, but Tom Nichols wrote this article in The Atlantic about, he used to teach at the Naval War College, about how the White House should not give President Trump the intelligence briefings, which has been a thing that's been going on since 1952. You give the other major party nominee the intelligence briefings, but we shouldn't do that. So of course, if Trump were to win again, you'd have these same deep state actors not telling him the truth. And they would do it with their own moral authority of, oh, I'm saving the Republic.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
So this led to just another example of chaos. And we had a lot of callers calling and we're just very uneasy about the way things are right now. And rightfully so. So I was reminded of Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is a pretty ridiculous chapter in the Bible. It's the longest chapter. I say ridiculous in of course, the good way. There's 22 Hebrew letters. Each section of Psalm 119 is 8 lines. And each of the 8 lines begins with the same letter of the alphabet. So the first 8 lines begin with, if it was in English, the letter A. The second 8 lines, each line begins with the letter B. And then the third 8, the next 8, each line begins with the letter C and so on. Like, that's unbelievable. So a labor of love is at least the conclusion that you can make with this. It's a labor of love. And it's just beautiful, the whole thing. There's a little quick sidebar. There's a story of Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin, the secular founder, even though he wanted the seal of America to be Moses parting the Red Sea, leading the Israelites away from Egypt with Pharaoh. He wanted that to be the seal. That's the secular founder. But Ben Franklin was in France, and he was with a group of sophisticated elites who were speaking ill of the Bible, mocking, making fun of the Bible. And Ben Franklin came back the next night. He's like, oh, you won't believe it. You won't believe, everyone, this ancient poem that I came across. It's absolutely beautiful. And they're like, oh, what's the poem? And he read, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food, though the flocks may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And they said, oh, just beautiful. Who wrote it and where can I get a copy? And he said, well, Habakkuk 3 in the Bible. Psalm 119 is similarly beautiful. Psalm 119:71. If you're going through a tough time or tough season of life, or your life is just tough, this is a good one. It is good for me that I was afflicted. Hold on. What do you mean? What do you mean good for me? It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. How about those lines? It is good for me that I was afflicted. We talked on the show the other day about a survey, study that just concluded the obvious, that woke people are miserable. Woke people are miserable because they want to change things they can't change, human nature, and they aren't content with their life. So they're just, by definition, miserable. But to have the worldview here of Psalm 119, that it is good for me that I was afflicted. Why? Because I learned your statutes. It brought me closer to you. And I know, God, that in faithfulness, you have afflicted me. So it's not a, oh, why me? If you love God, you know that in faithfulness, you have afflicted me. Compare that posture with the I don't even want to call it a woke posture, but there's maybe the more natural posture of why is this happening to me? Very understandable. But here's Psalm 119 saying, it is good for me I was afflicted, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me. That's pretty unbelievable. I'll leave you with one more line from Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Okay, so what's interesting about this? Two different words for light. We have lamp and then light. The first word, lamp, it's just a lamp to my feet. So it's just a little bit, it's like a candlelight. Just enough light for the next step. Your word, God, is a lamp to my feet. Just the next step. And then a light to my path, that's like a floodlight or the sun. It's the same Hebrew word in Genesis 1:3, let there be light. So your word is a light to my path. So God is both. He's the candlelight, just enough light that you need to take that next step in confidence. And he's also this light that illuminates everything, that illuminates, you know, his and our ultimate goal and purpose. And then it's a beautiful poetry right there. Right now, we're in a weird time, to say the least. It's going to get much, much worse. Right now, it's still just weird. I think we're in a calm before the storm right now. And part of preparing, I think, is knowing that when the true affliction really comes, how are we going to react to it? That's what life is all about, how you react to things. Are we going to react like Psalm 119 here? It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I learned your statutes. Will this bring you closer to God? And will we trust God in it, knowing that he will give us just enough light for our next step? And we have the ultimate light that we know our true purpose in this life. Let us have that peace, knowing no matter what happens in the next 7 months during this election and after, let us have the peace that the ultimate plan is set and established and done. And let us also have peace in knowing that we have just enough light that we need to take that next step. MikeSlater.locals.com is where we put these podcasts. Again, if you're listening from the President's Daily Brief, thank you for being here. Mike Baker's a good man. And hopefully this can be a good 1-2 punch for you. You get your news from President's Daily Brief, and then you come on over here for that little extra perspective and hopefully some of that anxiety wash away. That's why I do it. I do this for me, to help me wash this anxiety away. So hopefully this is helpful to you as well. MikeSlater.locals.com, night before transcript and commercial free. MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.